No sooner was the Microsoft decision issued yesterday than the company announced it would appeal. The software maker hopes to find a more sympathetic audience in the Court of Appeals, a court that overturned Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson in an earlier Microsoft ruling. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Judge Jackson has taken great pains to keep that from happening again.
Microsoft has proven to be a tenacious foe during the decade the government has spent trying to check the company's power. Judge Jackson knows this as well as anyone, since he's watched Microsoft appeal one of his rulings and win. 5 years ago, Judge Jackson approved a consent decree that was meant to avoid an antitrust trial between the government and Microsoft. George Washington law professor William Kovacic says the idea was to limit the company's ability to move into new business areas.
A key ingredient of the 1995 settlement was a provision that prohibited Microsoft from forcing consumers to buy one product that they didn't want as a condition of acquiring a second product that they did want.
The government said Microsoft did just that when the company bound its new Internet Explorer web browser to its Windows 95 operating system. In 1997, the government went back to court saying Microsoft was violating the consent decree. Judge Jackson agreed with the government, saying the company had simply glued together two products not to help consumers, but to take over the Internet browser market. But the Court of Appeals overturned Judge Jackson on this point. The appeals judges said that Microsoft was selling, in effect, one improved product, which is perfectly legal. But yesterday, Judge Jackson said this trial proved otherwise. Attorney William Baer used to work on antitrust issues with the Federal Trade Commission.
What Judge Jackson said is, here, all we had was Microsoft saying the integration produced a benefit, and they didn't really prove it.
Jackson said consumers should be the final judge of whether browsers and operating systems should be offered as one product or two, and he decided consumers see them as two separate pieces of software. To prove this point, Judge Jackson referred to an even higher power, the Supreme Court. Law professor William Kovacic notes the judge cites two key cases where the high court ruled against companies that had tied products together, claiming they were simply making improvements.
In effect, what Judge Jackson is saying on that point is, I think I'm on the high ground, faithfully interpreting the Supreme Court's rule. If you, the D.C. Circuit, want to challenge me, you have to provide a persuasive basis for turning over those earlier rulings.
Microsoft can be expected to push this point in an appeal. But the so-called tying claim is only one piece of the government's case. Microsoft will have to launch a broader appeal if it expects to escape sanctions. The company also stands accused of a pattern of behavior designed to cement its monopoly in PC operating systems and to extend that monopoly into the market for browser software. According to attorney Donald Falk, Microsoft can be expected to pick apart this alleged pattern of behavior.
They will try to tease out each separate element of the monopolization campaign and say, well, this all standing by itself didn't have enough anti-competitive effect to constitute a violation, and this over here didn't either, and this over here didn't either, and you can't look at it all together.
Analysts say Microsoft's appeal will also focus heavily on attacking whatever remedy Judge Jackson hands down. We won't know what that remedy is for months. The judge may break up the company or simply tame Microsoft's notoriously aggressive business practices. But either way, Microsoft can be expected to claim that no judicial remedy can keep pace with the fast-moving software business. The appeals process is an uncertain path for the company, but it may carry one immediate benefit. It will likely postpone any penalty until Microsoft has exhausted its appeals. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.